Pack of Lies by Geraldine McCochrane, read by Andrew Sachs. Chapter 1. The Man Who Came from Reading. She put down that she was interested in looking after animals or heavy engineering. But when it came to doing her fifth-year project on people at work, somehow she got a half-day visit to the town library. It was like drawing the short straw. Nobody ever put down that they were interested in libraries. But someone was always sent there. The head librarian was kind enough to offer a visit for one person each year, so the school made sure to send someone polite, someone who would smile a lot and not say, "But I put down animals and engineering," someone like Ailsa. The rude, loutish ones who said they were interested in bank robbery and sex, because to them that was witty, got a terrific day on the pig farm where they couldn't cause much trouble, and Ailsa got the town library. She was shown the tickets. She was shown the large print books. She was shown the newspapers and the telephone directories. She even read a story to a group of toddlers who sat and tore books to pieces at her feet. Around her, the library echoed to the coughing of an old man reading Windsurfing Monthly and to the scuffing, shambling tread of the public choosing books. Success with Cactus Culture, The Afghan War and Its Implications for Trade, 1850 to 1900, The Collected Works of P. Edmund Grossmith, Double Entry Bookkeeping in Guatemala. Who read these books? Were there days when people rushed in from the street nursing a dying cactus, or woke longing to declaim from their balconies the verses of P. Edmund Grossmith? Was someone even now gazing out of an aeroplane bound for Guatemala, wishing they'd spent longer reading up on their double entry?